things on TV. Born in Sudbury, Ontario, he got a friend, friend, Fried on the show.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFM for Just Freeform Radio.
Loaded dice, ace of spades behind you, see them, and here.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Harrison on 91.5 WMFO Medford Trust Freeform Radio. Amy's out of town this weekend, so I'm filling in for her show. So I opened us up with a Mississippi half step from 1977, November 6th in Binghamton, New York. Great version I discovered recently, thanks to the wonderful Dead community on the internet. But yeah, I don't know. I really like that jam. It's a good song. Pulled up the archive because it's one of the Dave's picks that is non-streaming, and I don't have the CD. So shout out Internet Archive. I want to get serious off bat because there are a couple of things I want to discuss. Number one, Hurricane Ian. Stuff I'm seeing coming out of the Gulf Coast is just really sad. I have friends who have been affected, and if you can help out, contribute, do any of that stuff, I highly encourage you to do so. Natural disasters are just unfortunate for everybody. But on another topic, if you've been following football at all, I'm sure you heard about what happened last night on Thursday night. Football with Tua. It's probably the worst injury I've ever seen happen live. I mean, it was just like, I hate seeing players get injured in any context, but, this one was just shaking. If you haven't been following the situation, what happened was on Sunday during a game with the Bills, one of the edge rushers did a late hit on Tua and kind of pushed him from his chest down to the ground. And he tried to keep his neck upright instead of, like, rolling into it. And he got some, like, whiplash when he hit the ground. Stood up, tried to jog it off, made it about 10 feet before he started stumbling. And they took him to the locker room for the rest of the half. And apparently he cleared concussion protocols. But I don't think that's true, especially considering what happened now. And they were saying it was a back or a neck issue, which if somebody's stumbling and doesn't really look like they know where they are, I don't know if that's a back or a neck issue. It seems like a head issue. But then again, I'm not a doctor. I don't understand how the brain works. But what I do understand is that if you have any kind of serious head trauma, it makes you way more receptive to it happening again. And it makes any head trauma afterwards much worse. So a lot of the NFL fan base is kind of up in arms at the moment at the Dolphins and honestly the concussion protocols in the league in general, because it failed Tua. Whatever protocols they have in place, whatever evaluation the team doctor gave was clearly not good enough. And I just think it's an absolute tragedy. And it's not even about our season potentially being over or anything. I don't care about that. I care about this guy's health at the end of the day. And I hope he's all right. But when the quote-unquote good news about an injured player is he can move all of his extremities and he's conscious, things don't look too good. And I won't blame him if he decides to never lace up again. Like, it's just not worth your life. Like, I don't care how much you're getting paid. It's not worth the permanent damage you're doing to your body. And it's not worth it for your family. It's not worth it for anybody involved. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Last night was rough. Seeing that last night was very difficult. I got respect. The Bengals fans handled it very well, though. Sometimes you see an injury and the opposing team starts cheering and all this other stuff. But the Bengals players seem to take it in stride and, be very respectful. So, I appreciate that. But, listen, can't focus on it all day. So we're going to keep it moving. We're just going to do a dead hour just because, I didn't really plan anything out. And, just been listening to them a lot. I came to the realization that I have listened to them. I looked up, my stats so far for this year for Apple Music, and I've listened to them 4 times as much as the next artist, and it's around 50 hours. And that's not even entirely accurate because it's a week behind. But, yeah, so a new show came out a couple weeks ago, Madison Square Garden, May 1981. It's all right. Some songs. I'm still kind of iffy on, 80s shows in general. I'm more of a late 70s kind of guy, but some definitely heat in there. Probably my favorite track from it was the new Minglewood, but I'm gonna and the Samson Delilah was also great. But I'm gonna play the Deep Ellum Blues from the show because I don't listen to the song enough. And the version they play is surprisingly funky, especially if you've heard early 70s Deep Ellum Blues, which is very much stripped back guitar. Like, it sounds like it sounds like the name. This is much different than that, but I think it's still enjoyable. So yeah, enjoy.
Yeah. policeman come.
Oh, sweet mama,
your daddy's got an empty bit of news.
Oh, sweet mama,
your daddy's got an empty bit of news. When you go down to the bitter, put your money in your pants. The redheads and the bitter, they won't give no man no chance.
Somebody swung by the studio, and so now we have a guest. You want to introduce yourself?
What's up? What's happening? It's Dan of the Silica Gel Slop Hour here.
Yeah, shout out Silica Gel Slop Hour. The Roddy Rich McDonald's parody.
The burgers just to eat. What a song. That's what we do there.
Honestly, respect.
Midnight Wednesdays.
I know, I wish I could play stuff like that on my show, but alas.
It's censorship.
Yeah, censorship. So yeah. I feel like I've tried to put you on the dead a few times, especially. Yeah.
You know, I fuck with the, like, I just realized that.
That's fine.
I'll ignore that. I enjoy everything I've heard from them, but, like, I've never, like, sat down and, like...
I still say, legitimately, the best way to get somebody into this band at this point is not even the music. It's intimidating to just give them music.
Yeah. Because
it's, like, there's just so much... There's so many different ways to approach it, but... The Long Strange Trip documentary on Amazon Prime.
I gotta check
is
that
awesome
out.
Awesome. Because one, it's like, it's a surprisingly, you get a surprisingly like, wide variety of music
mm-hmm.
in the show, number one. And number two, you just realize how cool these guys were.
Oh, yeah. I listened to Live Dead a few times.
Live Dead's awesome.
That's great. Dark Star on that in particular. Is
yeah,
like,
the dark, the... That I don't know. It's interesting because part of me is like, oh, that's when they were like at their coolest, when they were just like just trying to figure it out still. But then once they hit their stride in like the mid-70s, that's when it like really got good. I mean, 72 is cool, but like they're still kind of figuring it out there. You can hear, but you know, fascinating stuff. We got a heater up next.
What is it?
Is this also from 77? Yeah, this is also from 77. It's English Town, New Jersey.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's Eyes of the World, September 3rd, 1977. It's a good version. Might not be my favorite, but it's manageable, so we'll go for it. All right, enjoy, everybody.
fades away. Thank you.
So, seen any good movies recently? Actually, I know you have because I was there with you for one of them.
Yeah, a lot of great movies. Drunken Master 2, still thinking of that.
Drunken Master 2 is the best action movie of all time.
Oh, absolutely. It's
one of my favorite comedies all time, too.
I think that and Police Story, both Jackie Chan, are the greatest action movies of all time because, like, perfect comedy.
They are.
He's literally the Chaplin, the closest anyone has gotten to Chaplin.
He's honestly, he's more impressive than Chaplin to me. The amount of the feats of the human body, stuff that this guy puts himself through.
Chaplin did not jump off like five stories into.
Chaplin didn't get third degree burns on his hands for a low budget Hong Kong kung fu movie.
The coal scene at the end of Drunken Master. He didn't even need to go on real coal. You could have just used some effect, but no, he didn't.
Every movie that has like good stunt work should end with the credits showing the outtakes of like people putting out fires and like.
Yep. My favorite is like in the Police Story bloopers. Like there's that one part in Police Story where he's like shooting at the bus and he shoots the driver, right? And the bus like stops and all the people like fly out.
Yeah.
But like there's the blooper where like the bus does not stop and it's going like 70 miles an hour and he's like a millimeter away from it hitting him.
But yeah, no, if you're bored, if you don't know what to watch, don't go see Don't Worry, Darling.
No.
Watch a Jackie Chan movie.
Do not support Olivia Wilde's adventures.
Booksmart is one of the most annoying movies I've ever seen.
I refuse to watch that.
And this is coming from someone who was like kind of lame for most of high school, like didn't really do anything. It's just like stop. Like I don't care.
Everything I've read about that movie just seems like, oh yeah.
My English teacher recommended it to me. She's like, oh, it's one of the best movies of the year, and I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. I think I watched it on a plane or something. I don't remember. Yeah, what about the incredible Burt Wonderstone, though?
Just remembered that existed.
She was in it, Olivia Wilde.
Actually? Oh, yeah, probably.
But yeah, she went from, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dark Necessities. All right, I forgot to play the PSA, so I'm going to do that real quick.
Oh, yeah, we're going
to
do that.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
My head this morning can confirm that that's true. Did you hear about this this snitching going on in California?
What's this about? No.
So apparently cops are holding smoke sessions for people.
Oh yeah, no, I read that. Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll like you know they provide the weed and they provide the pizza and like whatever else they feed them to, and it's literally just so cops can study what being high looks like so that they can pull people over for it. It be your own people.
I love keeping our community safe right there.
Yeah. Oh my god!
I love California.
Do literally anything else. Why are we giving these people money? I'm trying to figure out what to play. I listened to a couple shows at Oakland Coliseum from '76 that were fun that I listened to yesterday. Mostly because this is kind of a little fun bit of rock history that I think is cool. Back in the day, like stadium shows weren't like a thing really. It was, like, the Dead and, like, the Who and the Stones pretty much, like, popularized it. So this guy had, I forget his name, but he did these double billings at the Oakland A's stadium. And he'd do, like, one a month. So and this month happened to be the Grateful Dead and the Who.
Uh-huh.
And so I can just imagine being, like, you know, 20-something in the 70s. I really like the Who. I really like, it's the Pinball album. You know the one I'm talking
about. Tommy.
Yeah, I really like Tommy. Let's go. Oh, I wonder what this band, The Grateful Dead, is like. And they play for like 3 hours. And the Who set was probably like an hour and a half, and then they called it. But
yeah.
Keith Moon and Jerry Garcia were buddies and all other stuff. I just think it's really funny. You can like hear the crowd noticeably not be that loud. Like normally on these live recordings, you can hear people like cheering and stuff. But like it's almost silent. And so it makes me think a majority of the stadium was Who fans.
100 gigs opening for Brockhampton incident 2019 killer.
I feel like that kind of fits though.
Low-key. You think it fits, but no one there knew who 100 Gecs were at the time, so it was
fair enough. It's like I still think that Vince Staples opening for Tyler was a mistake.
Yeah,
because like I get they're both like kind of in a similar lane, but the people who like actively listen to Vince Staples, I don't think are the people who are like going to a Tyler the Creator show.
People pulling up to a Tyler concert in Worcester, Massachusetts, do not know anything.
I'm never going back to Worcester.
Nah.
I can't believe I drove to Lowell and Worcester for shows. That's insane.
I'd never go to Lowell under any circumstances.
Lowell's cooler than Worcester.
Actually,
Lowell's a cute little town. We were expecting it to be like, you know, Massachusetts, but it was like, it was very like northeastern-y, like very cute. It's on the border of New Hampshire. $150 Uber, I think. Something stupid like that. That was before I had a Zipcar account. I'm trying to figure out what to play, because we got 15 minutes left. The Franklin's Tower I was going to play is like too long, so I don't want to do that. I'll find something.
Should play Roddy Rich Ballin McDonald's parody.
I will get banned from the radio if I do that. They don't want to see me succeed.
Don't want to see me shine.
What am I feeling right now? I'm trying to think. What have I not heard in a while? Oh, I know exactly what I'm going to play. Okay. So we got enough time for one more song. I'm going to play that song that I was convinced I didn't like. Here Comes Sunshine. Or not that I didn't like, I just like literally would always skip it when it came on, because it's just, I always kind of thought it was boring, and then I found a much better version of it. It's from November 30th, 1973, Boston Music Hall. Or actually, Boston Garden, I think. Let's see here. Let me make sure. Let me confirm. Yeah, no, Boston Music Hall. Okay. The plane and the band from this show is also, or not the show. Oh, wow. I hate Dick's Picks, because what they'll do is they'll clump together two shows that happen at the same venue.
Oh
no. Let me see if I can answer this.
Let's see. Boy. Who's calling, I wonder?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Can confirm that Lowell rocks.
Thank you.
And they also share the radio station for their college radio, 91.5 WML.
Huh.
Wow.
Look at that.
Twin sister city right there. Oh my God.
Great stuff. Shout out Lowell.
Shout out Lowell.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
We got Lowell fans.
We got Lowell fans. Lowell, we got, you know, Lowell shooters right here. We're up in Lowell.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. So Here Comes Sunshine. I think I'll probably stop on and say goodbye afterwards. But if I don't, thanks for tuning in and have a great rest of your day. Yeah.
So Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.